Blog Talk Radio. Father God, anoint the speaker on tonight, Lord God. Use her like never before on tonight, Lord God. I ask that you sit her down on tonight, Lord God, and that you move through her like never before, Lord God. I come against anything that may be coming against her on tonight, Lord God. She will speak freely, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and release what thus says the Lord to your people on tonight, God. Anoint prophetess Peter fresh on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, everybody that's joining on tonight. I truly appreciate it. The songs that played in the opening were Because of Who You Are by Vicky Yoe and One Place by Tasha Cobbs. Now let's jump right into the word. The next voice you hear will be that of Prophetess Pate. She will be bringing forth a message entitled, Who Will You Believe? Who Will You Believe? Prophetess Pate, you're on the air.
Thank God. I want to thank and praise God for me coming on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for Prophetess Stacy allowing me to come on and give you all what's due to him. And I thank and praise God on tonight. I thank and praise God that song that in one place. I love to hear that song. I love that song. And I thank and praise God that we all to listen to that song and take that song and let that song go in our spirit. And that you serve God because you want to serve him. You love him because you want to love him. I thank and praise God even now today that I have been saved for so over 20-something years. And I thank and praise God. And I got saved because I want to be saved. And I know some of you all, God have truly touched and have saved some of you all. And we should thank God every day of our life because we could be out in the world where we used to be and we could be out there doing any and everything, but God bless us. That's why I thank and praise God for the message he put on my heart, Who Will You Believe? And it matched in with the song title, and I thank and praise God because who will we believe? We're living in times now that we cannot trust man. We cannot trust the people that we think are closer to us. We cannot even trust. Even in the nation, we can't even trust. You can't even trust up in the White House. We got to now God wants us up to our knees. He wants us to trust and believe in him. And as I get ready to pray tonight, and I thank and praise God for everyone that tuned in on Philippian Fire on tonight. And may God bless and forever bless you all for tuning in. And I want to thank and praise God even now because he is the head of my life. I want to thank and praise God for even now for what's getting ready to come, what already have happened, and what God is showing me in the spiritual realm. And I thank and praise God for what he's doing even now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, as I get ready to bring forth your word, God, to thank and praise you, God, for those that are on the phone line, God, thank and praise you, God, those that be listening by internet, God, I thank you even now for them right now. Even, Lord God, I thank you for the one that's over for Philippian Fire. Lord, I ask you to bless right now, even now. Touch, Lord, right now. Whatever the needs, the wants, Lord God. Lord, help us tonight to learn to know, God. Who will we believe, Lord God? Will we believe you or will we believe the next person, God? Who will we believe, God? And I thank and praise God for your word on tonight. Lord, I thank and praise you, Lord God, for using me as a vessel. You set me down. And, Lord God, and you use me to do what you sent your word out to do. And, Lord, I thank you in Jesus' name, God. And I do give you the glory, and I do give you honor, and I do give you praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. I want to thank and praise God on tonight. And I want to first say I thank and praise God that I trust and I believe in God. And I want you all to know that who will you believe? Because many peoples in this world that we're living in now, in the time that we're living in now, we got a lot of people that really turn from God because they don't know which way to go because of the things that's going on around us. and they don't know who to trust, who to believe. So God said in his word will always be here, even to the end. So that lets me know his word was here. It was here for the first, and it's going to be here to the end. And so then let me know if his word is that it's going to forever be true. You can believe and trust in his word. And I thank and praise God for allowing me to know that his word is so true. His word is the word that you can go in and you can, whatever you're going through with, God is allowing you to know, to trust his word, to trust him in everything you do. I believe in him. I trust in him. And God wants you to believe in him too. We have many ones in the Bible that trust and that they believed in God. And we have many of them that they put their trust and they believe in Satan. And things does not work out the way they planned it to. And I thank and praise God that where we are today, God is getting ready to call people to their knees. God is getting ready to do some things up in the earth. And I thank and praise God for allowing me to already be there. We're taking this word, and we're taking what's going on around us. Oh, it's going to happen. You can't go around it. Oh, what's supposed to happen? It's going to happen. Oh, you can't go around this. No, what's going on in the world today, God is bringing people to their knees. God is allowing you to see what's going on because he let you know to trust him. If you don't get in him, if you don't put your trust in him and trust and believe that he is the only one, he don't want, that's what he's showing you. We can't put our eyes on politicians. We can't look on the things of this world. We can't even trust man about that. Even you can go to the doctor, and you know you can't even trust the doctors now. Then you go there for one thing, and they diagnose you with something that you don't even have. And just experienced that not long ago. Excuse me. I thank and praise God that God is a God that will direct you, and he will lead and guide you and tell you which way to go. I thank and praise God. And his word tells us that we are to put our trust in him no matter what. And that's him. You can find that in Proverbs 3:5-6, that trust in God. Trust in him with all thy heart. Lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, he let us know to acknowledge him. And if his word said acknowledge him and trust in him, that's what he wants us to do. His word said it, and that's what he wants us to do. We can't put our trust in man. We can't put our trust in a lot of in Buddha and all these other gods out there. God wants us to trust in one God, and that's Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, El Shaddai. And I thank and praise God that he allowed me to know who he is and want to know, do you know who he is? Do you know who he is? Because if you know who he is, you will believe in him. You will believe that he is who he is. And I thank and praise God for that. Excuse me. I thank and praise God that God let me know as I studied different scriptures and different chapters. Each day went by, and every one that I studied, God allowed me to go to different ones where he even took me to. I remember reading in Genesis, was talking about Joseph, how Joseph's brothers, God gave Joseph dreams. And this is what blessed me. He gave him dreams, and he began to tell his brothers the dreams that God gave him. They didn't want it. They didn't believe it. They was making fun about it, and they was being funny about everything. They didn't believe nothing he was saying, and they offered to take him away and kill him and do something to him, but that didn't work out. How many of you all know, even on tonight, even when the ones that you think that has your back, even the ones that you think that lean to you, and that you can't put your trust in them. You cannot even believe them. I have many people that I have heard many people say that I put my trust in this person and they failed me, and I put my trust in that person and they failed me. You can't even go to the church, even the church failing you. And that's what happened with those brothers. They failed their brother. They plot against us. They went to do all, they did evil things against us. But who was blessed at the end? God still made Joseph to be king over where he was. God still made him. And he could have been bitter. And he could have been mean. And he could have been evil towards those brothers. But the Spirit of the Lord tells us in his word that we ought to he's the author of peace and not confusion. And I can imagine Joseph probably wanted to act out all kinds of ways because he was done all kind type of ways. But he had a heart of love, and he had God heart, and he believed God's word. He believed in what the word of God said, and he blessed them still. And he did not turn their back on them. He blessed them. And God teaches us, if we will believe and we will trust in him, he will lead us and guide us and direct us in the right and respectable way. I thank and praise God every day of my life that when I wake up in the morning, when my eyes come open, I thank and praise God that my first word is, Lord, I thank you. Because he didn't have to wake us this morning. He didn't. I thank and praise God for having sweet sleep at night. When I used to have fear, when I'm home alone sometime, I used to have fear. The enemy will put in my head like something is going to happen. And this is going to happen and that going to happen. And I have to bring my mind in. And I just have to say, God, I trust you. I believe in you. I don't believe nothing the enemy trying to put before me. I believe in your word because your word is so ever true. And Lord God, I thank you even now. And I begin to see fear to leave. See, even some of us, we believe whatever somebody tell us. God wants you to know. Whatever God tells, whatever someone tells us, know God wants you to trust and believe in him. I thank and praise God that the woman that had an issue of blood, she bled for 12 long years. And there ain't no doubt about it. She went to doctor. She spent money from this place and that place like we do now. Some of us, we go from place to place spending money for this and money for that. She had spent up all her money. And when she didn't know nothing else to know, nothing else to do, she knew Jesus was coming. Excuse me. She knew Jesus was coming. She knew Jesus was coming through. And all she knew that this man can heal. This man can deliver her. This man can set her free. This man can dry up the bleed, the blood. This man can come in and make me feel all brand new. And all she wanted to do is touch the hem of his garment. And when she touched him, she was made whole. All Jesus had to do is turn around. And when he turned around, he already knew who touched him. He felt a touch like no touch. God knows his children. He knows his children touch. He knows you. And so if God knows his children touch, that means he knows your voice. He hears you no matter what. Whatever going on, he hears you. And I thank and praise God that let me know when I don't feel well, when I don't feel good, all I got to do is go in his word and just take whatever that word say, I got to believe it. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to believe in his word. He wants us to trust his word like never before because we're living in times where we're going to need Christ. People will always fail us. You can go from church to church, and you can look for all the answers, and it's not there. You can go to your family member, and you can look for all the answers. It's not there. You can go to a friend, and it's not there. Something God wants you to go to him, and there's your answer right there. He will give you the answer you're looking for. I thank and praise God even now. When the Lord came to Abraham and he was told him how he was going to have a child and he was letting them know that when this child was going to come forth, he even let them know. He even let them know, and when he let them know, they laughed because they was old at first, but it didn't say they didn't trust him. They still believe. She still believed she was going to bring that baby forward. Sarah was going to bring that child forward, and God began to bring that child forward. That's because she believed. No matter what, it was her mouth that caused the baby not to come sooner. It was what she had. It was the sin that she said that she done caused it to happen, order for the child not to come forward sooner. So God had to delay. He had to delay, but He still did what He delayed. And I thank and praise God for how He brought Sarah, brought that child forward. I thank and praise God every day. Then whenever God stand up, whenever God say things, God can tell us something. We have to ask Him over and over and over. Sometimes that's me. Lord, this is you sure? Lord, this is you. You don't have to keep questioning God. If God said it, if He tell you to do it, then He's going to bring it to pass. And I thank and praise God every day how He just bless us. I thank and praise God even now. If someone, you believe in God for your marriage to work. You may be believing God for your financial blessing. You may be believing God for your business to come forward. You may be believing God for your family member to come off of the streets. Don't stop believing. Don't stop trusting. Well, Lord, I've been praying for so long. I've been praying for so long for this person, and it still ain't happening. It's not in your timing. It's in God's timing. God said those that who wait upon Him, He will renew their strength. So God would do it for us, but He ain't going to come when we want Him to, but He will come on time. Sometimes we sit around and we say, God, Lord God, what must I do? Lord God, I need this bill paid. Lord, I need this, Lord God, to come through. The Word said that if we just trust Him and trust His word that He's going to do it, and He's going to bring it to pass. He said, and I thank and praise God for His word, where He said He never seen the righteous forsaken, and nor His seed begging for bread. You want to heal, you ain't got to be out there begging for anything. You ain't got to wonder where it's coming from. You are His seed, and He's going to bring it to pass. And I thank and praise God for His word. And I stand on His word, because His word, the word going to be true no matter what. If you trust God's word, if you stand on that word and believe His word, He's going to bring it to pass. I thank and praise God every day. When Paul and Silas, when they was locked in prison, and they didn't have no reason to go to prison, but they was in there, and they went anyway. They wasn't sad. They wasn't sad about what went on, because they already knew who had their back. They already knew that God was going to set them free. They already knew that the door was going to come open, and they was going to walk out. That's why one song and one prayed. And when one song and one prayed, they let me know somebody believed and trusted God. And once they believed and trusted God, they were set free. And the jails began to shake open according to the word of God. And they began to come out of there. They was free from whatever they was bound in prison for. And I thank and praise God and let me know. Whatever locked up in your mind, whatever locked up in your home, well, you may be bound up with something on your mind or something you may have did, and you think it's too big for God. He already tell you the change is getting ready to come apart. He's getting ready to shake the change off of it. He's getting ready to loosen all stronghold. And I thank and praise God for every change and every stronghold that God is loosing from you, my sister, loosing from you, my brother. I thank and praise God every day how He uses His people. He will even use a child to get His work done. You don't have to believe Him. You don't have to trust Him. He's going to call His, He'll make a child even to trust Him and believe Him. Out of His mouth, God said, He got a child to come and to do what He need to do. So which means, if you don't want to do it, God will send it and put it somewhere where someone else will do it. Believe Him, trust Him, obey Him, and always you're going to need Him, because God is so ever, His word is so ever true. I thank and praise God every day for all the great men in the Bible. Yes, they fail. Yes, they done things in their past. Some even was murderers. Some even lied. They was compulsive liars. Some was even drunks. Some was even homongers. Some was even Jezebel spirit, all kinds of spirit. And that's like us today. Some of us have the same spirit. But guess what? If God done it for them and forgave them, he'll do it for you and forgive you too. But you got to believe and trust. You got to want to come out of where you at, because God is standing at the door right now. All you got to do is ask him to come in. Well, I'm not saved, Prophet Pay. I don't know him like you know him. The word of God say, whosoever will, let him come. Come to God the way you come to God and give God your heart. And ask God to help you to trust him. Ask God to come into your heart that you would accept him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And once you do that, you are saved. Ask him to forgive you for all of your sins or all the wrong that you have done. And start your life all over again. And ask the Lord, because he said he'll forgive you. And the sins he remember no more. And that's the way God do us. Man will always remember what you done. Man will always put you down. Man will always bring up your past. But God said he'll never leave you. God said they are in the sea of forgiveness, and he remember them no more. You still his child. You still belongs to him. Sometimes we slip a little bit, and sometimes we fall. But don't stay down. The word of God say, get back up. You get up. And you dust yourself off. And as he would tell them, go and sin no more. Go get up every time you fall. And some people, they just stay on down. But God don't want you to stay down. He wants you to trust him. Ain't no sin too big that God cannot forgive. Ain't no sin too big that God cannot heal. And I thank and praise God every day. And I thank and praise God for what he's getting ready to do. I want you all to get your eyes off of what's going on in the world and ask God to trust him. Trust him. Ask God that you will believe in him, that you will continue to put your eyes on him, and nothing will never fail. Ask God to help you and to help you to make right decisions. God, help me, Lord God, to trust you. Because you all, let me tell you something. The things are getting ready to happen. I've been having dreams after dreams after dreams. And I even told Prophet, I don't understand them. I don't understand them. But you know what? I prayed about it. And I tell God all the time, God, Lord God, show me things, God. Lord, show me what you are trying to tell me. And y'all, what's going on in the world today? God is calling us to our knees. He's calling for real peoples. He's calling for peoples to trust him and believe in him like never before. He wants you to get on your knees. He wants us to fast, pray, because there's going to be some people, y'all, that they're not going to be able, they're not going to believe God. They're not going to believe, they're going to turn their backs on God because they can't stand in the things of this world. And ask God to help you to stand in the things of this world. We got evil doing. We got evil things are plotting up against the nation. And it's just a matter of time before it strikes. And see what the world don't know, the enemy is already here. He's already here. And the word say he's seeking to what? Seeking who he can made by, seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. The enemy is already here. And God wants us to know to trust him and believe in him. Don't be afraid to trust and believe in God. The enemy is already here. And I hear we have to, there's so much going on in the White House. Let us pray for Donald Trump. Pray for him. Don't talk about him. Pray for him. He's just another man that needs to be prayed for, a person that God needs to step in and touch his heart and show him how to love and show him how to care. But let us trust in God, because you can't go and build up something that's what's already here. It's already here. It's just a matter of time when the enemy gonna strike. And if God's people are not ready, and if we're not on our job, some of us will be left behind because of the things, what's going on. Let us trust God and believe in his word. Let us believe whatever God's word say. Let us believe it. Don't take man. Then we even got a lot of false prophets out here. If you don't believe in God, if you don't trust God, you don't know who that false prophet going to be. They can come and proper lie to you. They can come and tell you stuff to make it sound so good. But if you ain't in God's word, if you don't come to God, if you don't believe in that, you will take just what that prophet said, and you will go on. And God said, we got a lot of them out there in wool, they sheets, but they in wool clothing. And I think it praise God for what he's showing us. You got a lot of people walking around here. They proclaiming to be walking in Christ. But they're not living Christ. They're the enemy trying to destroy people that's in Christ. So help, let's pray for our nation. Let's pray that if we're not where we're supposed to be in Christ, let us get there. Because God is soon to come. It is soon to come. When a lot of people say, I hear this all the time, and he ain't came yet. It's coming. Jesus is soon to come. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, he said, if we would just seek his faith. If he said we would humble ourselves, seek his faith, and turn from our wicked ways. A lot of people that's wicked get ready to turn from their ways and come to the Lord. Because God is getting ready. He said, every knee going to bow to him. Every knee going to bow to him. And every face will see him. And I thank and praise God even now, even tonight, even those on the phone line. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that God will truly put you, if your heart is not really where God wanted to be, that God will put you there. If whatever you believe in God for, I pray to God that you will trust him to get you there. I thank and praise God every day that God will bless everyone that called in to the ministry, everyone. I thank and praise God even now. As I get ready to pray and to close it out, I want to thank and praise God even now that we are his people and he wants us to trust and believe in him. Let's believe in God. Let's not put our trust in man. The word of God, who will you believe? I hope you all will believe in God, because some don't believe in our God. They believe in other God to get them where they need to be. Some believe in a man. Some believe in a woman. Some believe in their relative. Some believe in a friend. Some believe in their pastors. Some believe in their mom and dad. And that's all good if they trust in God and they leading you the right way. But if they're not leading you the right way, you better trust and believe in God. I have heard many things, many people say, well, I my mama would say, and I believe in my mama's prayer, and I believe what my mama say. You got to get them for yourself. Mama can't get you there. Daddy can't get you there. Sister can't get you there. Brother can't even get you there. You got to get God for yourself. Let us trust and believe in God and know that he's God and know that he's God and know that you know that he's God. Because many people say, I know it's Christ. I know him. But they turn from him and they fall and they leave him and they go back to where they once was. Try God for yourself. And I ain't talking about what nobody else say. I know him. I tried him. I believe him and I have faith. Father God, even now, Father God, as I get ready to close, I want you to touch everyone on the phone line. Everyone that's going to, Lord God, even listen to, Lord God, the message, Lord God, afterward. Even the ones, Lord God, watching or maybe listen through internet. Lord, I ask you to touch them, Lord, each and one of them, God. Touch my sister. Touch my brother even now. Lord, strengthen them where they may hurt it. Lord God, build them up where they are torn down in. And God, I ask you to deliver them where they need to be delivered at the most. God, I ask you to purge out what's not, what's in the inside, not of you. God, I ask you to heal if they need healing. Because your word said, God, that you heal all diseases, God. And I thank and praise God, Lord. Turn your people, Lord God, to their knees, God. To put your people in your word, God. Lord, cause just to know you is to love you. And to love you, God, Lord, though I want to know you, God. Turn their ears to you, God. Lord, we ask you to get the, Lord God, get itching ears out of their ears, God. Lord, teach them how to talk, Lord. Teach them how to walk in your prison, God. Lord, teach them how to stand strong, God, on your word. Teach them how to be strong, God. Lord, give them the power, God. Lord, if they're not saved, save them, God. Bring total deliverance to them, God, in the name of Jesus. If their family members need healing, God, heal, God. If the family member need to be delivered, deliver them, God. If the husband need to be saved, save him, God. The wife, Lord, save him, save her, God. Lord, bring the children back home if they ran away and don't know where they at, God. Lord, somebody may be battling with sickness in their body, like the woman that had the issue of blood. God, touch them, God. Touch them that they will be healed, Lord. Touch them that they will be made whole. For your word saying in Isaiah 53:5, by your stripes we are healed, God. They are healed even now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. And Lord, touch Prophetess Stacy, who's over the living fire. Strengthen her, keep her, and most of all, watch over her. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. Amen and amen. Turn you back over to Prophetess Stacy.
Glory to God. Prophetess Pay was on fire tonight. Glory to God. If there's anybody under the sound of my voice and you are not saved, whether you're online or on the phone, listening to me, listening now or listening later, repeat after me. There's no distance, no time or distance in prayer, so repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. And tonight, after hearing that powerful word, I desire to change. Come into my heart, Lord. Save me. Change me, deliver me. I want to live anew. I want to live for you. I believe that Jesus is Savior. I believe that he's Lord. Come in and help me to change. And I receive on tonight in the name of Jesus. If that's you, if you came back to the Lord, or if you came to the Lord for the first time on tonight, I want you to go to prolificfireministry.com. That's prolificfireministry.com. And there you will find more about salvation. Once again, thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I am Prophetess Stacy, and this is Prolific Fire. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. Follow me on Periscope at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy, and like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. And if you all enjoy the ministry of the young lady that ministered on tonight, if you truly enjoyed Prophetess Paid on tonight, be sure to join her on Faith on the Line. Faith on the Line, it's a prayer line. It's a powerful prayer line. So join her every Friday for Faith on the Line. It will air. On the phone line and on Periscope, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. There's 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. And you can join in by calling 712-451-0011. There's 712-451-0011. Access code 474723. 474723. Also, be sure to join me back here next Monday, same time, same place, when the word of the Lord will be hurtful expectations. Hurtful expectations. Somebody's been going on so long that you expect to be treated cruel. You expect to be treated wrong. In other words, you have hurtful expectations. That will be the word of the Lord next week. And as we close out, I'm going to play another portion of One Place by Tasha Cobbs. Until next week, God bless you all. One Place by Tasha Cobbs.
Song just says, in one place, in one time.
I forgot something. If you need prayer or private consultation, this is important, prayer or private consultation, be sure to call me or text me at 865-408-8690, 865-408-8690, or email prolificfire@gmail.com, prolificfire@gmail.com. Now, going back to the song.
In one tabernacle with Jesus. In one place, in one tabernacle with Jesus. There is no other place where rather be than in one place, in one tabernacle with Him. Somebody lift your hands in the room. I'm here because I want to be. I'm here because I choose to be. I'm here because I love to be in your presence. I'm here because I want to be. I'm here because I choose to be. I'm here because I love to be in your presence.